views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. Each week, you'll learn how to navigate the global shift of consciousness and explore the deeper knowledge within. Welcome home. Now here's your host, Dr. Kelly Neff.
Hello, everyone. I am Dr. Kelly, and you are listening to Lucid Planet Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us help you experience inspiration, creativity, and some excitement. Each Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on Lucid Planet Radio, we will have some of the most gifted healers, artists, speakers, and authors helping you discover the greatest version of yourself. You can find out more at thelucidplanet.com and listen to all of my show archives at lucidplanetradio.com. And you can also connect with me on Facebook at The Lucid Planet with Dr. Kelly. So are you looking to do something beyond the ordinary this summer? Are you seeking to become more connected to a community of like-minded creative people? Do you like music and dancing? Do you love visionary art, music, and spending time with your tribe at transformational festivals? Well, today I have visionary artist, musician, and director of Sonic Bloom Festival, Jamie Janover, here to discuss transformational culture, the unified field, and more. We are really moving into an era where people are seeking out these gatherings in huge numbers to have fun, to express their creativity, to innovate, to create sustainable solutions for living, and to participate in this really exciting new paradigm of humanity. So let me tell you a little bit about our guest today. In addition to traveling the world for years as a touring musician with several different acts, including Praying, Zilla, Lynx and Janover, and the Everyone Orchestra, he has played at over 50 festivals, wow, across the world in countries like Japan, New Zealand, Portugal, Australia, and more. Jamie Janover is also a creative innovator who fuses modern technology with the wisdom from ancient instruments. And he is even the master of an ancient string instrument, which is called the hammered dulcimer. I can't wait to hear about that. You might also know that he is an emissary for scientist Nissan's on the physics of the unified field. He's also an incredibly talented photographer, sculptor, and director of one of my favorite festivals, Sonic Bloom, which is holding its 10-year anniversary from June 18th to 21st in Rye, Colorado this year. Wow, that is quite the resume. Let's welcome Jamie Janover to Lucid Planet Radio. Hi, Jamie.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. It's great to have you on the air. I would love to know a little bit about your history. Have you always been interested in music and frequencies? Or how did you get into performing?
I've definitely been into music since I was a young kid. My parents playing records for me, and I would freak out and jump around all over the room. And then when I went to summer camp when I was about 11 years old, I met some other kids that were just starting to play music, and I got interested in playing drums. And so I started playing drums when I was like 14, and I've been playing music ever since. So yeah, it's been a lifelong thing for me.
That's fantastic. I mean, 50 festivals, you must have had some really kind of off the wall, interesting experiences.
Yeah, that's 50 festivals in the last couple of years. I usually do around 20 to 25 festivals a year.
Oh, wow.
Touring.
Wow. What are some of the more interesting countries or festivals or you've played at, or what are some of your favorites?
Well, let's see. All-time highlights would be getting to play in Egypt across from the Great Pyramid on December 21st, 2012. Stuff like the Eclipse Festival that happened in Australia in 2014, where there was a total solar eclipse over the entire festival because
awesome.
they placed it in the totality line. I also really like the Boom Festival in Portugal, Bali Spirit Festival in Indonesia, Rainbow Serpent Festival in Australia, Shambhala in Canada. There's so many great festivals around the world. It's been really great to see how there's such a commonality between festivals, even though they're in totally different cultures. I feel like the whole earth is celebrating in a really great way these days.
Absolutely. I definitely wanted to touch upon that. Do you think that there's some kind of collective consciousness that's being manifested in the way that people are seeking out these festivals, really in higher numbers than ever before?
Absolutely. There's a collective consciousness in general on the planet. It has some people call it the noosphere, kind of akin to the biosphere or the atmosphere, except it's more like the collective sphere of consciousness. And so that, you know, that manifests itself into a many different things, and cultures of festivals and celebration is absolutely one of those things. And it's been happening, of course, since the beginning of human culture. We've been doing the celebration thing and the festival thing and the gathering thing, since we were tribes, you know, hunting and gathering. And now it's, of course, being incorporated into modern society and using technologies and, you know, combining ways of celebrating that are, you know, cutting edge that could only be done recently due to the changes in technology.
I'm really glad you brought that up too, because even your bio talks about kind of fusing ancient techniques with these modern technologies. Can you go into a little bit more about how festivals are actually doing that?
Well, I mean, for a long time, the only way we could gather was physically going to the same place and being maybe around a fire. And today we can physically gather and at the same time do a live stream so that people around the world can do things like synchronized global meditations during a festival, where, you know, something like Earth Dance will do coordinated festivals in countries around the world, and everybody all at the same time does a ceremony or plays the same track and dances to the same song. That stuff can't be done until you had, you know, satellite networks and stuff like this. So just the physical aspect of how the information gets shared is changing, because it's not just you have to speak loudly around a campfire. You can speak at whatever volume you want and have it transmitted around the planet simultaneously. So the options and the possibilities for celebration are, you know, exponentially more than they were before the advent of these more recent technologies.
I love that idea. You know, it's very inspiring, because we talk about how technology fragments us and how it can create distance between us, but it can also be utilized to create this proximity and closeness between people, and simultaneously connecting them to these tribal ancient roots, which is kind of our legacy as humans, to unite under the moon, dancing together, you know, and the shamans say, free the feet to free the head, right? And I just wanted to touch upon, use the word celebration, which I think is beautiful. And do you think that, or to what extent do you think that these events can kind of bring healing to the people who are participating and to the planet more broadly?
Well, I think that the healing aspect of festivals is kind of underrated, because, you know, they don't go out and say, come to our festival because we'll heal you. They say, come and have fun and dance and do these things. But those things do heal. And, you know, it's maybe not super literal, but I know from so many years of experience from myself and, you know, friends and community, that the peak experiences that you have at a festival stay with you and really resonate long after the festival has happened, as well as the learning and community aspect of being in that kind of environment. People bring that from that festival out to their communities and their daily lives, and, you know, spread that information, you know, and that kind of vibe to places that need it really badly. That's not a festival, you know, people that are struggling, need the same kind of, community and festival feeling that they get at a festival, even when they're just, you know, doing their 9 to 5 or whatever it is. And so it's a great thing to have the contrast of going to a festival and being in an environment with people that are not doing their usual job and intentionally celebrating things.
That's so fantastic. I mean, do you have any recommendations for people, or maybe a story about how one could take their festival experience and then bring it to the outside world, continue in that mindset with that energy and kind of spread that energy to the people around them?
Well, it's about reminding people of the interconnectedness of everything in the universe, that there is no such thing as separation, even though it seems like things can be separated from each other. There's a literal connectedness, and that has to do with the physics of it, really. But it's also like the noosphere and the collective consciousness aspect. I feel like when you go to a festival, you get more connected in general to the world around you, especially, you know, the people that you're with, and hopefully more connected to yourself. So when you go back to wherever you came from, you can maybe see the connectedness between things more than you did before, and help facilitate more connectedness between, you know, people and ideas and processes and technologies and all the things that we interact with every day.
Mm-hmm. And it's so easy to lose sight of that, you know, in our crazy world, right? I mean, it's like we're constantly stressed. We're constantly bombarded by bad news, constantly bombarded by conflict. And so this is kind of creating a space where we have unity consciousness, and then right. We can feel like the release of the stress and bring that back to people and say, hey, like, we're all connected. We don't have to take these problems on board. We can find solutions. I can't wait to talk more about this. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to explore more about the fascinating subject of transformational festivals and the unified field. We're going to talk about Sonic Bloom. And as we go into the break, I'm really happy to play for you guys a little bit of Jamie Janiver's music with Resonator. So stay tuned to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, and we will be right back.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good, and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Tune in to the hit show Marketing Masters with Connie Fife, Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will bring you the best of the best thought leaders from around the world to share marketing strategies and best practices. Get fired up to grow your business with the Queen of Marketing. To contact Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com. Or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
All right, we are back on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly. My guest today is visionary musician, artist, and festival director, Jamie Janover, who is talking with us about music, transformational culture, sonic bloom, and the unified field. And you just heard a little bit of his music, Jamie Janover with Resonator, which you can download on Bandcamp. Before we continue, Jamie, I just want to make sure everyone knows how to contact you. Could you give our listeners your info and tell them how they can find out more about you and Sonic Bloom?
Well, sonicbloomfestival.com is the festival Sonic Bloom, and that's coming up in a month on the summer solstice in Colorado. Woo-hoo! And then you can find me on Facebook, just Jamie Janover. I have an artist page. It's kind of like Jamie Janover artist profile is what it's called. The regular music page. Find me on there. I also, I'm on all the other social networks too.
Awesome. Thank you. So we were just talking about transformational festivals and kind of how they affect our consciousness and can bring us into a place of celebration and healing. And I thought it might be important to kind of describe to our listeners who haven't been to a transformational festival or who don't know what it means, kind of how a transformational festival is different from a regular kind of more mainstream festival. Jamie, do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, when you say the word festival, it's a pretty broad term. It could mean like a Shakespeare festival. It could mean, a mud run. It could mean a lot of different things. Generally, that when they say transformational festival culture, they're talking about certain kinds of festivals that have started mostly on the West Coast and have now, spread around the country and all over the world. And it's a festival that doesn't just concentrate, say, on music, because a lot of music festivals are just mostly about the music. They might have some alternate things to do, activities and things like that. But a transformational festival is more about trying to present a very wide variety of ways of expressing the unexpressible. So painters, workshops, performances, a lot of visual stuff in addition to the music, with an emphasis on workshops and events that would transform you internally or externally. So things about sustainability, having to do with self-reflection, meditation, yoga, science, kids zones, and all sorts of extra bits that come together to create much more of a holistic, integrated, celebratory experience instead of the more traditional show up, stand in a crowd of people looking towards a stage, watch whatever they're doing, and say, good job, clap, and go home. It's more like interact, and maybe participate in a workshop where you're jamming with the artist, or go, talk to them in a more intimate environment about the process of making music. It's not just about being a spectator or an observer, and being more of an active participant, co-creating the experience together.
I love that term. I love that description. I know Lucidity Festival, which is one of my favorites, always talks about the co-creating, that the villages are actually made by the people who come to the event, that it's not just that you're passively walking around, that you actually have some stock in this whole community and in your own growth and transformation and in the community's transformation.
Exactly.
And that's really healing for people, because we often have these very disconnected lives where we sit on the subway and we don't make eye contact with anyone, and everyone's got their head buried in their phones. For me, one of my favorite things about transformational festivals is I'm not on my phone at all. I'm looking and I'm talking, I'm communicating, I'm meeting people. Random strangers will give you hugs and tell you that they love you. And it's not weird or creepy or jarring. It's actually a really comforting feeling because we're kind of on this human level that we miss and that we've lost in our regular lives. Yeah, I have an article out on this topic on The Mind Unleashed, which is also on my website, The Lucid Planet. And I find that the healing potential of these events really needs to be explored, not just for healing ourselves, but healing our planet. The focus on sustainability and being environmentally sound and leaving it better than you found it and packing in everything you take with you. I mean, can you imagine if we applied those principles to our regular lives, what would happen to Mother Earth?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it would be fantastic. And then you touched on something else too, which is the level of education that can happen at an event like this. You can grow and learn so many interesting things so quickly that would never happen in kind of your regular day-to-day life. I mean, we're talking like everything from sustainable agriculture to ecstatic dance to, you know, learning about plant medicine and oils to making jewelry, drum circles, all different types of visionary art and even digital art, sex and relationship workshops. I mean, there's potential to really absorb information and knowledge so quickly. And for me, you know, as a former professor for many years, I feel like that access to education that people get is so much more than just standing and watching music or dancing to music. And so with that, on that, I wanted to bring up Sonic Bloom, and maybe you could talk a little bit about what makes Sonic Bloom a transformational event and how it's evolved in the past 10 years, the 10-year anniversary.
Yeah, it's been quite a process to go from a small two-night gig with my band Zilla back in 2006 to turning it into a full-blown festival, you know, and adding more and more elements every year. It's been growing, and it's very much inspired by, you know, a lot of those other events I mentioned, specifically things like Burning Man. And that's the ultimate and co-creative festival culture in terms of sheer numbers of people coming together and creating stuff out of nothing and then taking it all away and leaving no trace. So it's been inspired by things like that for a long time. And it's really grown quite a community of people that, you know, reunite like clockwork once a year in Colorado and celebrate over the summer solstice. And so it's been an honor to really interact with so many people. It's a team effort to pull off a festival, and it really takes everybody, including all of the participants, the whole crowd, to create the unified field, which, you know, for me is just a term that's broad, that encompasses the entire universe. And it's us tapping into that universal field in a local way by coming together and celebrating all in the same place at the same time, doing every possible form of human expression all at the same time.
Sounds rad. Did you choose the solstice for that purpose? Or was it just a coincidence?
The first year we did it was in May. And by the second year in 2007, we had landed on the summer solstice. And, you know, there's some significance to the summer solstice for sure, just because it's the solstice. It's also the longest days of the year. It's just a beautiful time to be in Colorado. The light is amazing at altitude in Colorado, especially around the summer solstice.
Oh, it's stunning. I can't wait. Yeah. I can't wait to see the new venue too. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, the new venue is the best one we've ever had. We've had several locations, and it's a trick to find a festival site that has all of the elements that, you know, we look for. And this one has most of the things that we wanted. It's largely flat for camping. There's trees for shade. There's a creek going through it. It's at the same elevation as Boulder, right up against the foothills. So it's going to be warm in the day and cool at night. Last year we were at very high elevation, which was absolutely stunningly gorgeous. 360 views. It was very chilly and exposed up there, and we didn't have trees. And so we're psyched to be down here at lower elevation with a water feature and a lot more like what I'd like to call a story to the landscape, where there's nooks and crannies and a little bit of elevation change here and there, so that you can walk through a landscape and kind of feel like you're moving from zone to zone. Last year was more like a flat palette, and this year we have a lot more stuff to work with and to decorate and to light up at night. And it's a really easy drive straight south of Denver, 2 hours, right up against the foothills and the Indian or the Spanish Peaks country of Colorado, near Rye and Walsenburg, Colorado. It's really gorgeous down there.
Oh, wow. I mean, I'm so excited. Like you said, it sounds really magical and interesting and a very creative landscape for people to express themselves. And I think that's so important. Last year was my first ever Sonic Bloom. I was brand new in Colorado and I had a wonderful time, and I'm so excited to be going back this year.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, I'll be doing a sex workshop on polyamory and open relationships. So look out for that, and also be covering for Lucid Planet and Lucid Planet Radio. So I think it's going to be really awesome. And any last comments on what anybody new to the festival could expect if they've never been to Sonic Bloom or a transformational festival?
I would say come expecting your new best friend to be there, that you will meet absolutely amazing people that are super open and interested in exchanging information and ideas and collaborating. So even if you feel like you're going to go quote unquote alone, you won't be alone. The second you get there, you'll feel like you're among friends, and you should go even if you're just going by yourself, because by the time you leave, you'll probably be leaving with somebody on a mission to go do some other new cool thing.
Awesome. Well, Jamie, thank you so much. I wish we had more time, but I know you got to get going. So you heard him, come to Sonic Bloom and meet your new best friend. Thank you so much for joining us on Lucid Planet Radio. And when we come back, we'll be joined by festival writer and photographer Matt Krimmer. So stay tuned and we will be right back. Thanks again,
Jamie. Thanks so much for having me.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start willing the game of life with the unique and incomparable Lynn Brown. As an intuitive healer and experienced business manager, Lynn can help you live your life to its full potential. To learn more about Lynn, visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, letter U, intuit.com.
Tune in to Prescience Life Radio with host Mia Simone. Mia is devoted to sharing her extensive knowledge on the invisible worlds of energy. Join Mia and discover the science of intuition and connect with your greatest gift. Start living in your potential today and every day by opening up to the power of inner knowledge. To learn more about Mia, visit PrescienceLife.com.
Ari Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Ari has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Ari party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
month, listen to Live More Radio with co-host Allie Katz. Join Allie and Dr. Pat as Allie introduces new ways to bring balance back to your life through meditation, sleep, and exercise techniques so you can live your truly authentic life. Stress less, live more. To learn more about Allie, visit ATOZENmeditation.com.
Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar.
We are back on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, and I am now pleased to introduce Matthew Kremer here, who is a wonderfully talented festival photographer and writer. I had the privilege of meeting him last year at Sonic Bloom, where he interviewed me for a documentary about festivals called The Bloom Series. Hi, Matt. How are you?
I'm doing great this afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for being here. I really would love to know, how did you get into this whole music, film, and writing gig at festivals? I know there are a lot of people who want to be festival writers and festival photographers, and in many ways, you're kind of living the dream a little bit. how did you get into all this?
It was really a roundabout process. I was actually just talking about this. I was going over my backstory with a producer at a festival last weekend, and it got me really thinking about it more. I used to write in college some. Like, I originally wanted to be a screenwriter, and so I would dabble in stuff here and there, and I put it down for a long time. But I started going to festivals when I was younger, but it didn't click with me until probably about 2010, when the light kind of went off in my head, as far as I felt some kind of calling towards it, whatever that may be. And, I met some kids at a festival. I was actually walking through to 2011, and, I kept in touch with one of the girls, and she wanted me to, I was going to another festival that year called Harvest, and they needed somebody, for a publication she was with to go cover it. And so that was my first foray into doing it. And it's, I had already started getting into photography, as it was, but, and then not too long after that, it was 2012, I was at Electric Forest, and I had brought my camera along, I happened to run into a guy who was there. He had a media pass. I don't even remember who he was going on behalf of, but we got to talking, and I was telling him my dilemma with trying to get on with a publication, versus, just going the freelance route. Cause I was really just trying to find my best outlet to gain photo passes. And so he was telling me that I should check out examiner.com, which is a national site. It's more for beginner to intermediate writers, and you can, it's located in cities throughout the country, and you can apply to become examiner for just about anything under the sun. So, if you want to write about the Beatles or quilting or whatever.
That's interesting.
Yeah. I mean, you could literally write about the most random crap in the world. So I applied to be a live festival examiner, or a live music examiner for Tulsa, Oklahoma, where I live at now. And, I got accepted, and, just really slowly but surely, over the span of about a year, just built my portfolio. I would just interview bands as they would come through here. I got really lucky my first 6 months into doing it. I got to interview a lot of people that I admire, whether that be Sound Tribe Sector 9 or Iodo or Papadocio or DJ Shadow.
Wow, the gods kind of smiled upon you, huh?
Yeah. And it really gave me a chance to start finding my voice, if you will. And I also did coverage of Wakarusa for the first time that year. And I was really, it turned out to be quite an interesting year with that, because we had a lot of crazy weather, and it was just, it became this huge adventure. And I already knew I didn't want to be like a tried and true journalist. Like, I wanted to document more of the adventure side of things, because there is so much amazing adventure that can be explored in those spaces. And there's just it's amazing all the synchronicities that you come across when you're out there, and the strange and random things and magical people that you meet. And so later that summer, I went to my first transformational festival called Rootwire in Ohio.
Nice.
And I knew that GK Leung was going to be there, he started the Bloom series, and he's the host.
Yes.
And I knew that I would make it a point to try and talk to him if I had the chance. So I did have that opportunity, and I introduced myself. So I got hooked up with them. I've done a little bit of work for them, but the main thing that I came across out there was I was introduced to I introduced myself to Patrick Boyle, who's one of the creators of Lost in Sound, which is a website out of the Boston area that's been around since.
Totally awesome music website.
Yeah.
Everything you want to hear about the music scene, go there, read it. It's fantastic.
Yeah. I think we just happened to be sitting around a campfire, and we just got to talking, and I told him what my aspirations were. And when we eventually hooked up later on. It was about this time last year. And I knew I wanted to get hooked. I wanted to get connected with a platform that was focusing more on transformational culture, which is one of their two main tenets, if you will, that and electronic music.
Mm-hmm.
That was something that really appealed to me, because transformational culture is very fascinating to me. And there's so much out there to be explored, and it's so just spiritually enriching. And
it's definitely healing for the soul going to these events, even when it is rough and crazy and ridiculous. All of those things, putting yourself in, out of your comfort zone, you learn about yourself and you grow through the experience. And I remember, sorry to change the subject, but I totally remember when we met at Sonic Bloom, and it was like really cold at night, and our lips were all chapped, and like we hadn't slept, and it was like we wandered the festival trying to find a place to do an interview.
Yeah.
It was like not possible. It was like everything was chaos and wind, and like, and I think, but it forces you to be really adaptable and really fluid, and we can take skills back to life and actually become better people from going through these experiences. And I think that's like super important. I remember we finally ended up like back in the RV to do Jimmy's interview, because it was just Jimmy Ohm, who was on the show last week.
Right.
Yeah. So, and now, so it's just so crazy how you went. So really, in only a few short years, this was something that you wanted to something that you manifested. And now you're writing Lost in Sound's first ever, like regular column, right?
Yeah. That's true. Just, as of, a couple weeks ago, we published the first part of, this new column that I came out with, called the Blissful Idiot. And, it's really something that's been, a project that's been unfolding over time. It started at the end of last summer. And what happened was I went to cover a festival that's now defunct, at least for the time being, called Gratify. And I was just going to do like regular coverage of it. And what happened was I ended up just kind of I don't know. Like I had a month to like get it done between Gratify and Burning Man. And I was just like, I didn't know how the hell I was going to pull it off. And, I didn't get it finished, but, when I got back from Burning Man, I kind of had I don't know if I'd call it an epiphany, but the whole scope of the writing just kind of changed trajectory. And, I ended up just more or less starting anew, and I don't know if I got like just kind of tapped into source or what happened, but I just
the Burning Man epiphany, you know, everyone talks about it.
I don't know if I had anything to do with Burning Man. That's the funny thing. It's I think it was just timing. I think it was just coincidence. But so I ended up writing all this material, and it was got to be like multiple parts, and I published the first part in November of last year, and then the website had a little an unfortunate incident and was offline for between the early December of last year until mid-April, and so I had all this time to kind of try to figure out, you know, like I didn't want all this writing just to go to waste because it meant a lot, you know. It was really special to me, and I it was a special experience, and I wanted to make sure it got shared with people. And there are a lot of people that I came in contact with who are very inspirational to me that really touched me, and I wanted to get their story out there. So, you know, long story short, you know, I came up with this concept, and it's very absurd, and it's gonzo-ish kind of writing, stream of consciousness. I like to break the third wall. You know, I'm big on social critique, whether that's outside or inside the festival, you know, making fun of myself in a way.
Yep.
So, you know, I want to be able to represent the everyman and be, you know, I don't claim to be an expert, but I'm also not.
But you know what? We all do our best with what we have. We're going to jump to break really quickly. And as soon as we come back, we're going to talk more about all of this blissful idiot and gonzo-ness and all of these fun things. Matt, thank you so much. We'll be right back on Lucid Planet Radio.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to Prescience Life Radio with host Mia Simone. Mia is devoted to sharing her extensive knowledge on the invisible worlds of energy. Join Mia and discover the science of intuition and connect with your greatest gift. Start living in your potential today and every day by opening up to the power of inner knowledge. To learn more about Mia, visit PrescienceLife.com.
Are you ready to thread your life with intuition? Intuit Apparel can help you do just that. This is not just about a piece of clothing. This is about a movement, an awakening, and staying centered in life. Your life. Intuitive and host of the radio show Get Into It, Lynn Brown, was given this image with the intention of a clothing line designed to represent the essence of life itself. Visit intuitapparel.com now and wear your intuition with pride.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Welcome back to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly. I am so excited to have my good friend, the very talented Matt Kremer here. We've been talking about transformational festivals and writing and taking photos and all those good things. And I am hoping, Matt, you can give your contact info to our listeners and let them know where they can find your new column, The Blissful Idiot on Lost and Sound, where they can find your photos, which are gorgeous. Your Envision photos were super killer. Please let us know and how they can get in contact with you.
Okay. The Blissful Idiot, you know, you can go to lostinsound.org. It's, all one word, lost, LOSTINSOUND.org. And then, the actual URL for that is, with the title I just gave you, /category/editorials/ The Blissful Idiot. If nothing else, you can just go to the editorials tab on the website when you get there and you'll see it.
Awesome.
And then, as far as my website's a little needs to be updated. I literally have not updated that thing in a year cause I've been so busy, but, I'd say my Facebook page would be a good, go-to, and that would be facebook.com/ Kremerica, which is spelled C-R-E-M-E-R-I-C-A.
And Kremerica. I love it.
And yeah, it's a state of mind or something. And then, that's got all my pertinent contact info on there. It's got like a link to my website and like my phone number and stuff.
And seriously, check out this guy's pictures because they're really good. And you're going to see some of his pictures soon in an article on lucidplanet.com and that we'll be working on. And, I just realized, and this is a side note, but you owe me a picture of a certain wheelbarrow with magical colored pants. You owe me a picture. Yeah. We're going to talk about that later.
I guess the cat's out of the bag. I always got to sneak that in there with the Envision photos when I gave them to you.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, maybe our listeners will get to see that in the future. We'll see. But for now, I want to get back to talking a little bit more about this gonzo journalism. Can you describe that a little bit to our listeners, what that is and what that's like? Because, here at Lucid Planet, we're all about pushing the boundaries. And what does that mean to you, that gonzo?
Well, it was something that, that was more or less pioneered by Hunter S. Thompson, back in the early 70s. It's just really a first person perspective frame of writing. It's very stream of consciousness, based, that definitely blurs the lines between, fiction and reality. It takes some creative license, very satirical, social commentary infused. Hunter S. Thompson was definitely no stranger to, talking about his, drug fueled exploits. And I'm more the person to where I don't really believe in promoting that. I want to write about the experience, as much as possible, but, I think if anything, I would like to maybe try to flip the script on that, and especially in these transformational settings, be able to write about, the joy and the bliss and the elation that can come through the natural high of just, being, mingling with all these people and co-creating.
You know, a big part of that co-creation, it's something that we talked about during the break and we've actually talked about in the past, is the pathway to manifestation at these festivals somehow gets much more rapid and much easier to flow into.
Right.
Something that really, and you know, Jamie Janover was here talking about the unified field and how we're all connecting this collective consciousness. And so something that might take a really long time to happen in regular life can happen super quickly at a festival. That is so much part of that joy. And I mean, even you just talked about your career, it only took you really a couple of years to go from somebody who wanted to do this, who's doing this, you know, full time pretty much, or at least when the festivals are happening. That manifestation, it's magical, isn't it?
Oh yeah, absolutely. You know, I think you really gotta have be very conscious of your vision and where you wanna go with your life and do, you know, take as much of the initiative as you want to. And you're absolutely right about being in, you know, in those spaces. I had a good talk, with Android Jones about that at an Envision, and, you know, cause we talked for probably 45 minutes, the last night of the festival. And
he'll be on the show in July. So stay tuned for that.
Nice, nice.
Yeah, for sure.
He was, you know, we were talking about a whole myriad of topics, but, he really nailed on the head, you know, as far as the festivals being, you know, that rapid development of what you were talking to and how they are, festivals are more or less like a synchronicity generator, because you step into those spaces and you've already detached yourself from all the distractions of the real world and all the patterns that you've gotten caught up in that you don't even realize that you're in, and you're putting yourself in the same ecosystem with all these people who are very open to new experiences and have set the attention of trying to be the most fully authenticated version of themselves, or at least, you know, it's somewhere in the back of their minds. So, things really start to line up, in rapid fashion with regards to that. And you find yourself running into the kind of people that you want to align yourself with. And you have very eye-opening experiences and you have a chance to really, you know, see what you're made of and, you know, summon the energy to be put in the right place at the right time and be in the flow.
I love synchronicity generator. I'm stealing that from Andrew Jones. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Really quickly before we go, I'd love to talk about this all day and you know I can.
Oh yeah.
But before we go, why don't you just tell our listeners really quickly which festivals you will be at this summer if they want to kind of bump into you in the synchronicity generator.
As of right now, I'm definitely going to Wakarusa. I'll be covering that for Fest 300, which is another website I've started to write for.
Right.
And then, as far as that, you know, it's kind of open-ended right now. I have, day job kind of stuff that's keeping me kind of in town, cause I work freelance. So I kind of have to take the work when it comes. So I can't travel nearly as much, but it's kind of a good thing because I went to Envision and I went to this festival last weekend called Connection Campout, which was absolutely amazing in North Carolina. And, I have a lot of material that's backlogged that I need to get to. So, you know, it'll be good to get to that.
You cannot hit them all. I mean, the most I've ever done in a summer was 8 and I was so burned out. You really have to pick and choose. And I mean, this year for me, I'm doing mostly new festivals. So like Envision, I'm actually going to Burning Man this year, Firefly Gathering. Mm-hmm. I am doing Sonic Bloom again, but that's my local, you know, that's right down the street for me and I love it. Thank you so much, Matt. I just want to give my tip of the week as we're talking about this, which is to get out of your comfort zone and try something new. If you've never been to a festival, go for it. Even if you're going by yourself, like Jamie Janover said, you're going to make a whole bunch of new friends and you never know what might happen when you're there. So I really want to thank my guests today, Jamie Janover and Matt Kremer. I wish we had more time for sharing really wonderful information. And I want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly. I had such a great time. And you can join me every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Mountain, and 2 p.m. Pacific. You can also find me at thelucidplanet.com and connect with me on Facebook, please, at The Lucid Planet with Dr. Kelly. Next week on Lucid Planet Radio, I am really excited to feature Dr. Eben Alexander, the author of the book Proof of Heaven. He's a very famous neurosurgeon who spent a week in a coma and believes that he visited the afterlife, and his story is unbelievable. So have a wonderful week, light and love, and I will see you back here this time next week. All right, take care.
You've been listening to the hit show, Lucid Planet Radio, with renowned psychologist and author, Dr. Kelly Neff. Tune in each week as we illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. This hit show will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake up to the greatest version of yourself. Learn how to navigate the global shift of consciousness as you explore the deeper knowledge, passion, and purpose within. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for upcoming show topics and to contact Dr. Kelly.